But just to end with one Dvar HaGod as it relates to this, and that is, you know, we mentioned in the past that the Chasam Sofer, it really comes from the Hafla. The Hafla said, Chasidim HaRishonim HaYishoyin Shah Achas Koidim HaTfilo. The Chasidim HaRishonim, they were Shaya, they used to be Misboinen, Behispoided the Shah Achas Koidim HaTfilo. So for an hour before davening, they were So the Chasam Sofer said, what did they do during that hour? They were Shoyin Shah Achas Koidim HaTfilo. What did they do during that hour? So Chasam Sofer said, they davened. That's what they did. They davened. They were showing Sha'achas Koidim HaTfilo. What were they doing during that Sha'achas? They were davening. Said they were davening. What were they davening for? Said they were davening that they should be able to daven, which is what we do before Shemayin Esrei. We say, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagit Tilo Secha. Nafla said that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Va'aschanun al Hashem Be'isahi Leymar. Va'aschanun al Hashem, I daven Leymar, so that I should be able to daven. Va'aschanun al Hashem Be'isahi Leymar. So this is in that piece. It's the first Panim Yafis in Parashas Va'aschanun. So the Panim Yafis starts talking a little bit about Kavana during Tefillah. And he says, the Pasuk says, Va'yomer Hashem, this is a Pasuk in Yeshaya. Va'yomer Hashem, Yan ki nigash ha'omazeh befiv, u'besfosov kibduni, V'libay richak mimeni v'ati yirasam oisei mitzvahs anoshem elumada. Yan ki nigash ha'amazeh. The amazeh, they're approaching me. Befiv, with their mouth. U'besfasav kibduni, with their lips. Aba v'libay richak mimen. They have no kavana. V'ati yirasam oisei mitzvahs anoshem elumada. Then the Pasuk says, L'chein hinini yosef lahafli as amazeh hafli v'fela. V'av the chachmas chachamav. Uvinas navayinav testata. Some of the scary psukim in Sefer Yeshaya. But the Pasuk begins, it's describing tefillah b'tzibur. Yan ki nigash ha'amazeh befiv u'besvasov kibduni v'libay richak mimen. That the people were davening, but they were davening shalei b'kavana. So the Afla said a davar nifla. The Pasuk describes tefillah shalei b'kavana as ubesvasov kibduni. So he said, what's the pshat? So he said, pshat is Chazal say, kol oise tefilosei keva, ain't tefilosei tachanunim. Don't make your tefillah keva. My keva, the Gemara says, shadoima olav kamasa. A person should make sure that his tefillah is not doima olav kamasa. It doesn't feel like some heavy weight that he's carrying. So said the Hafla, what's the oimik advarim? He says, because the Zohar says, the Svar Makdoshim say, that tefillah b'loi kavana is keguf b'loi neshama. Meaning, tefillah are the words that come out of a person's mouth. But what gives the word tchias? What's the neshama? The neshama of the words is the kavana. Tefillah b'loi kavana is keguf b'loi neshama. A guf b'loi neshama is nabuch. That's a mace. So the tefillah, in order for it to be alive, in order for it to have chayim, what it needs to have kavana. So he says, we daven, we're on this world, and we're davening. And what do we want? We want our tefillahs to go up to Shamayim. But how the tefillah is going to get up to Shamayim? What's carrying the tefillah up to Shamayim? It needs life in order for it to carry. You know why? Because if we have to push it up to Shamayim, it's going to be very, very hard. Says the Hafla. And if it has life, then it's going to be able to carry itself. So what gives it life? What gives it life is kavana. So said that, that's what Chazal meant. Koloiset filosai keva ain't filosai tachanunim. My keva, shedoim olav kemasa. That if your tefillah is doim olav kemasa, if that's what your tefillah is, it's like some heavy burden, it's like some heavy load. So then what's going to happen is, how are you going to carry it up to Shemayim? If you have kavana, sechai noises atzmoy. But oiset filosai keva means he didn't have kavana. If he didn't have kavana, it's doim olav kemasa, and that's why the tefillah is not carrying up to Shemayim. So he said, that's what the pasuk means. Vayomer Hashem, yan ki they came to me with their mouths. Ubisvasov kibduni miloshin kaved. It was very heavy. It was very heavy. You know why? Because they had no kavana. So if a person davens and he has no kavana, that tefillah is heavy. You know what happens if the tefillah is heavy? There's no way for that tefillah to go up to Shamayim. There's no way for that field to come. So Shlomo HaMelech said, "Ki elikim b'shamayim va'ata la'aretz al ken yud varecha ma'atim." What do you mean to say? Kahelus parakeh. Today's daf was a lot of kahelas. He said, "Ki elikim b'shamayim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim, va'ata la'aretz." You're on the ground and you're davening. So you want your tefillah to get up to Shamayim. How's your tefillah going to get up to Shamayim? Al ken yud varecha ma'atim. So what you should do is make sure varecha should be ma'atim. What should be a lot? Your kavana should be a lot. If you can have kavana, so then it's going to be chai nois es atzmai. That gives the tefillah chiyus. If the tefillah is going to have chiyus, chai is going to be nois es atzmai. Like this, it's going to be able to come up to Shamayim. What came to mind, maybe al derech shrush, as we know this, the Mechaber says that if somebody talks during davening, so it's gadol avoyne min esoy. It's a very interesting lashon. Gadol avoyne min esoy, v'kama kumasin nishtabru. What does it mean? Gadol avoyne minasai. Maybe this is the point. Gadol avoyna minasai is that the avera is such, when a person talks during davening, this is the way we spoke about it in Masechtas Yuma, Rabbi Yitzchak Perlstein, that whole rate, that whole shmuz, that when a person talks during davening, so what it does is it's mekalkel his koyach hatfilah. That's gadol minasai, because how's the tefillah is too heavy? It's the avera is too heavy. But al derech chush, now the tefillah is too heavy. And if the tefillah is too heavy, you lose your koyach hatfilah. And if you lose your koyach hatfilah, so what's going to happen? How are you going to get this? How are you going to get your tefillah to go up to Shemayim? So just to end with a vart that I heard from Rabbi Yosef Ernster Shlita, the Rav and Alexander Stiebel, he said something beautiful. We spoke about this the entire Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. So just to go back one more time, and that is, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Toikin Umarin Kshem Yoishven, V'Toikin Umarin Kshem Oimdem. Why do we blow shofar when we're sitting, then we blow shofar again when we're standing? It's Kedei La'arviv HaSatan. It's to be Ma'arviv the Satan. It's all about being Ma'arviv the Satan. We blow shofar Kshem Yoishven, blow shofar Kshem Oimdem, La'arviv HaSatan. We spoke at so many different pshatim. When we learn Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, what exactly does this mean? So I heard from a Ernster. So he said, Haflav a fella. He says it's the Yom Adin. And the Yom Adin, the Satan is being Makatrig. And he's coming to the Eibishter. And he's telling the Eibishter. And he's saying, this is the Yom Adin. No, there's no way. How could the Jews have a good year? Think about all that virus. And he starts laying it out. He's the prosecutor. And he's pushing, laying out everything that the Yidden did bad. So Eibishter turns to the Satan. And he tells the Satan, I understand. But the davening, the saying of Inu Malkeinu, it's look at the tefillahs. Look at what's going on over here. The Nasana Toikif, the Pchias, Kikvas Titzach and Bismadrish. Says, I understand. So the Sultan turns to the Eibishta, and the Sultan tells the Eibishta, he says, Tfila? What are you, seriously? Tfila? Look at the way they daven the whole year. Meret mitten davening. Look at what goes on. And when a person talks during davening, he loses his Kayach Tfila. He doesn't have that same Kayach anymore. So the Eibishta says, what do you mean? Look at Bismadrish. Nobody's talking. Now, why is nobody talking? Because we're blowing shofar. And because we're blowing shofar during Shemayna Esrei, you're not allowed to talk. Because if you're going to talk, it's going to be a hefsek in the bracha. So he said, oh, that's pshat in the Gemara. Lo, matoikin k'shem yoishvin, v'toikin k'shem oim. Then really, once we blow the tkiyas right before Shemayna Esrei, it's done, it's over. At that point, you're ready with yoitzim. You got your 30 tkiyas, everything's finished. You have no problem anymore. But why would Chazal koveya that we should be toikin k'shem oim? Why are we blowing shofar during Shemayna Esrei? It's k'day la'arviv v'sasatan. So when the Satan comes and he tainis, then how could the Yidden have tefillah? Look at the way they daven. They were just, what do you mean? Take a look. This is the one Shemayna Esrei of the year, the two Shemayna Esrei, and nobody says one word during Chazaras Hashatz. He says, I don't know who's talking. Everybody's saying, nu, right? No one's saying a word. Ah, it's Kedei La'arviv HaSatan. This throws the Satan off. Because the Satan's kayak is tefillah. And that's why it's Gadol Avoyna Minasai, because that's his kayak. So by us blowing shofar during the tkiyas, during the Amida, during the Chazaras Hashatz, that's Ma'arviv the Satan.